Hi, and thank you for joining us here on the Feel Better podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tumineri, and with me today is Jazz Lamba from New Age Physio in Alderwood. Welcome, Jazz.
Thank you so much, Roger, for having me.
It's really cool to reconnect with you. So our audience doesn't know, and neither does our producer, but you and I have known each other for like a lot of years.
I think I met you 9 years ago.
Yeah. And yep. You've been in the same spot.
Same spot.
Right near the Farm Boy.
Yep.
In South Etobicoke. So maybe you could catch us up. At least give us like a little bit of a high level view on what the clinic is all about. And then we can talk a little bit about what inspired you to get into this line of work.
Sure. Well, I opened the New Age Physio 10 years ago. And when I opened it, Farm Boy wasn't there.
The way it is now.
Yeah. But it was, you know, a risk and leap of faith. And I started with my front desk and myself, and then brought in an assistant. And now we are a multidisciplinary clinic. We have chiropractor, two massage therapists, a naturopath, pediatric physiotherapist, and vestibular rehab. Like, we do so much under that roof. So I'm proud of where we have come.
Yeah, you've come a long way. That's amazing.
Thank you.
And it's not an easy space to be in, I don't think, the wellness space. There's a lot of competition out there. But at the same time, there are a lot of people who need help.
Yes, absolutely. And it's not so much of, yes, there's a clinic at every corner, but it's, at the end of the day, it's how you make someone feel, right? And so my philosophy is that the person has to feel a bit different, a lot different from the way that they'd walked in.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. For them to feel like this is working.
Totally.
And for you to feel like this is working.
Yeah. And it starts right from the moment they walk in.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. How are they greeted, right? And what room they're taken to, and the practitioner that's with them, are they being present, right? Do we feel like our patients, clients are being heard? And the art of the service being provided, is it a top notch, right?
Right.
And is the treatment that's given appropriate for that patient? Is a plan of care given in a way that is comprehensible by the client, right? Or is it same treatment for every patient that
comes in?
Like
off the shelf, or customized. Yeah, that makes sense. Can I say something? I noticed that the people behind the desk, your reception, they're very familiar faces. Have they been with you for a long time?
Yes.
They have,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Like since day one, it feels like.
Well, actually,
like,
even before then.
Right? Because I've been in there recently because I wanted to come in and see you and invite you to the show. And I was like, oh my gosh, I recognize you guys because it's been years since I've been in your clinic, but they still work there. That, to me, says a lot about you.
Thank you.
That your employees are still with you after all this time.
Yeah, Cirilla has been with me since more than 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, we worked together at a different clinic. And then when I opened this, she was my rock, still is.
Nice.
The clinic wouldn't run without the front desk, for sure. And, you know, Peter, who is my senior physio, I took him under the wings right when he graduated. And now he's with me for more than 7-8 years. So, I take pride in people who work alongside me.
Yeah,
for sure.
It says a lot about you, I think. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about you. I asked you sort of what inspired you to get into this.
Mm-hmm.
So what were you doing before this?
My undergrad was at McMaster. I was in a bio specialist program, and I thought I was going to go into biotechnology. Behind a microscope, I loved microbiology, and then realized I would miss interacting with people.
Yeah, you would big time. Just you in that microscope all day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And so, you know, my friends were applying to dentistry and pharmacy, and then I sort of looked through physio, and it said body and, treatment with body, and that's all I knew about it when I applied. But it was the best decision. It gives so many different opportunities for practitioners. So, you know, I decided to go into orthopedics or musculoskeletal care, and then I worked in private practice right off the bat. Then I managed a clinic for more than 10 years, and then I ventured out on my own. So
okay.
I've been doing this for almost 24 years.
Amazing.
And no regrets.
Great.
Yes.
And you're loving it. Fantastic. So what's the next iteration for New Age Physio?
Well, I think it's continuing to evolve. You know, when I first started, it was all on pain management, right? Muscle strains. And then the more I worked with people, the more I realized there's so much more to know, right?
Right.
I didn't know too much about jaw pain. Then after I had my children, I realized there was pelvic health, right?
Right.
So out of curiosity, my own curiosity, it opened the doors for further evolvement of my profession, right? So specialized into pelvic health, vestibular rehab, TMJ rehab, then came cancer rehab. So, you know, our clinic is just not about, you know, pain in itself. It's really trying to cater to so many different pathologies, diseases, dysfunctions, and having that safe space for person who's going through breast cancer or post-prostatectomy or who's dizzy to say, yeah, you know, we can actually help, right?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, so that's that part. But, you know, over the years, I realized that, you know, people will fix their back pain and then after a few months, then they're back, right, with similar thing. And it got me thinking as to there's probably more to just their physical aspect that is driving their pain. And then came more of the, well, what other stressors may be going on in this patient's life. So not just viewing them now as a diagnosis, like a physical dysfunction, but actually saying, you know, what is their chemical stressors like, right? What is their nutrition like? What is their sleep hygiene like? What is their hydration like, right?
Okay.
That could be affecting their ability to heal. And then the bucket of emotional stressor, right?
Right.
Yeah, are they in fight and flight mode all the time? If they are, then they don't have resources to heal, right? So I want to create a space where we actually look at each one of those buckets to serve the patient as a whole instead of just their dysfunction.
Right. So you're taking a bit more of a holistic approach.
Yes.
Everybody's different, so they come in with different issues, but you're trying to find
the driver.
Maybe this, I was going to say the smoking gun, like what's the root cause behind the dysfunction, which isn't always physical, right?
That's true.
Right? Like if you fell and bumped your knee, then that's what happened. Mm-hmm. But if your knee hurts, it could be from 100 different reasons.
Totally.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good that you have the capacity to think that way and to offer that to your patients.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people would come in saying, like, it hurts when I do this. And the practitioner would either say, don't do that, or let me fix it.
Yes, yeah.
And then they go away, but they don't realize what else could be contributing to that pain.
That's right. And so, you know, and that's a question that I ask my patients, right, is do you want a quick relief, which we can provide,
okay,
right? Like we have practitioners who have ample experience. Sure, we can, you know, fix your low back pain and all sort of things, but do you want to actually get deeper into the root why this keeps on recurring?
Right.
Right. And it's the choice that they have to make.
Okay.
Yeah. So
fascinating. That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. And I think that's great because then you're not necessarily like just churning out patients.
Right.
Right. You're like consulting with them. You're going deeper with them and you must get to know them.
Right? Yes,
so
yes, I love people. I love their stories.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when we are working on their joint or muscles, you know, we are also getting to know them. How are they outside of this treatment room?
Right. Right. And so then, you do get to know them personally.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I get to, I mean, I have the privilege to know, you know, to treat pregnant ladies and then meet their children, then treat their children. And then, you know, really, see them through different phases of their lives, and that's a privilege.
Yeah, it's good for business, right? You get them while they're young, like in utero.
well, you know, yeah, it's not through the business lens of things as much as it is of like, wow, you know, they trust us to take care of them, not just with their ailments, but as their full beings. So,
yeah, and multi-generational.
Sure. Yes.
Healthcare. Yeah. That's great. That's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I think that says a lot about you guys and your clinic, and I've always heard good things about you in the neighborhood, so it's wonderful to have you here on the show.
Thank you.
To us about who you are and what you do and how you make people feel better. So if the folks who are watching or listening to this want to know more about you and New Age Physio, where should they go?
at newagephysio.com. That's our website. You can contact us through our phone number, 647-351-8300. And if you don't know what you can expect, we do free consultation as well, especially for pelvic health or niche practices where, yeah, you know, there's a lot of information on the net, but it may not be the right information.
Fair.
So we provide that one-on-one via phone call or in person consultation.
Great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Jazz.
Welcome.
I appreciate it. It's good to reconnect
with you.
Thank you
so much. Yes.
And thank you guys for joining us here on the Feel Better podcast. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.